This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. I'm looking at the subject of being fully engaged in our Christian life, and today I'd like to look at being purposely perfected and gracefully supplied. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, the first verse says this, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." So I say the word purposely perfected. On purpose, we cleanse ourselves. We choose to turn from all the corruptions of the flesh and the spirit, all, it says, because of the promises that God has given. Then we find here in verse 11, we find an example of it where Paul writes to the Corinthians, that behold this selfsame thing that ye sorrowed after a godly sort. What carefulness it wrought in you. Yea, what clearing of yourselves. Yea, what indignation. Yea, what fear. Yea, what vehement desire. Yea, what zeal. Yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. And beloved, this is not sorrowing after the worldly sort of, well, I'm sorry that I got caught, or I'm sorry that that it somehow affected my reputation. But this is in fact the godly sorrow that is sorry that it's hurt someone else, and the clearing that brought into the lives of the Corinthians. I would say they were purposely perfected, as we saw earlier in the chapter there. They've cleansed themselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. I'd like to look at also being gracefully supplied. So being perfected represents choices that we make. And then look at what God does for us. As we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it says in verse 8 that God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And then if we skip down to verse 11, it says, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. Gracefully supplied. This is a lot of grace here. God is able to make all grace abound. This isn't just some grace partially, but this is an abundance of all grace that God is able to give to us, that we might have all sufficiency always in all things, that we might be able to abound in every good work. So as we consider the subject of being fully engaged, I say this is a promise to those that are fully engaged. This is a supply of God, the grace that God gives that is necessary, but it's also his reward, his supply, if you will. The wages of being fully engaged is that God is able to give us all grace that we need for all things, that we might abound to every good work, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness. So, beloved, I just encourage you here, be fully engaged, be fully involved in the kingdom of heaven, and let us see the grace that abounds to us, and that we might have thanksgiving toward God in all things. So God bless you. Once again, if you'd like to give us some thoughts about the Daily Inspirations or the Fountain of Life Ministry, use mailbox 99. Thank you.